The question was asked about the importance of tunes for different holidays or Shabbos or weekday. And the truth is that the tunes are important. They are part of our tradition. I'll give you an example. There's a Rav who's with us today, Rav Pel'i, who compiled a beautiful tune for the short prayer we say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Ochila Lakel. Ochila Lakel, Achalefanav, Eshalam Imenu, Mane Lashon, Asher Bikalam, Habi Yahuzo. Beautiful tune. Yes, but throughout our history, for centuries, Ashkenazi Jews have been saying this with a specific tune, with all due respect to him. I sing this tune often, but not in prayer. In prayer, I say, let's maintain our tradition. Okay. That's true. So where there is no tune, so if people want to inject Karli Bach, fine.
Before Karli Bach, for a lot of those songs?
I don't feel like I have a handle on the history of the Jewish tunes. I thought I knew a little bit, and then I was surprised to see that I don't. Where was I surprised? Because I thought the Eishes Chayil must go back centuries, right? Eishes Chayil Miimza. But it happens to be that that was composed by someone who's still living with us today.
Really?
Eishes Chayil Miimza. I forgot the name.
A lot of the Kalibah.
You can ask Larry Brandt, one of our alumni. He told me this. I was so surprised.
I thought they were ancient, all the Kalibah songs.
Right.
They sound like they
could be. Right.
And then when I found out they were
from...
Saying that's why I don't feel like this is an area that I know enough about.
Okay.
But I can say that where we do have tradition, we should stick to it. Our Ma'ariv on Yom Kippur on Rosh Hashanah begins a specific way. And our Ma'ariv on Yom Tov begins a slightly different way. Yes, the Yom Tov Ma'ariv has a different tune, and the Shabbos Ma'ariv has a different tune. When I daven before the Amud, I purposely try to omit the Karli Bach and other tunes because I feel like the younger generation doesn't know what a regular Kabbalah Shabbos sounds like.
I probably don't, actually.
Alboim shana kut bido v'omar amto elei vavim v'hem layadu nerachai. See, he knows, I'm saying. What?
Sure. That was my favorite rap, so he did all the old.
I'm saying there's a tradition. I'm not saying it's dead wrong if you do it differently, but the correct way is to maintain the tradition. So you see, the Ramo over here in the laws of Hoshana Rabbah tells us that on Hoshana Rabbah we do the Yom Tov tunes. You see, it's a part of it. And the Mishnah Brura discusses that you shouldn't take a chazan who's not familiar with this town's customs of tunes. And then the tunes affect us, and they should affect us.
Right.
The shul is called a Mekom Rina, a place of song. Mekom Rina. So that means part of what we're supposed to do in shul is sing, and it's supposed to affect us. So yeah, the tunes have an important role. That doesn't mean they cannot evolve. Obviously, they do evolve, like you mentioned, with Karli Bach.
Do you prefer?